Robert was jolted out of his thoughts as the Black Hawk hit some turbulence. He looked around to his other comrades. Everyone was silent, tired after having to wake up so early to take the trip to Afghanistan, and nervous because of what they were trying to carry out. Suddenly, the turbulence became severe, and the group was told to brace for impact. They were going to crash. Robert braced himself as best as he could, trying to use his training to stay calm. Suddenly, the helicopter was spinning in midair. They hit the ground and were thrown back against their seats as an explosion filled the air. The launch area filled with smoke, and Robert could hear a loud crackling of a fire somewhere further up in the Black Hawk. The team unstrapped themselves, half out of instinct, and headed out of the main hatch. Once they were outside, a short headcount was taken. Robert looked back briefly and saw that the Black Hawk was burning and that the tail was torn off from it completely. They barely confirmed that no one had died and that the other Black Hawk landed on the other side of the compound before they heard gunshots being fired at them. The muscle memory of having run this drill 1,000 times kicked in, and they moved without realizing that they were moving. Explosives were set up along the gate and the surrounding fence. They were detonated, and then they were inside. They split evenly into their usual teams. Robert's team goes to the right. They barely make it 50 feet into the compound when they encountered someone. A shot rang out from behind Robert, and the man fell to the ground. They moved right past him. In the distance, gunfire could be heard somewhere deep in the compound. They made their way up the stairs when another man came into view. This one was younger than the first, and it takes Robert a moment to identify him. It's Khalid, bin Laden's son. He had an AK-47, and he pointed it straight at Robert, murder in his eyes. Before he could blink, another shot, this time from his left, rings out, and Khalid falls down the steps. They stepped around him and continued moving to the third floor. They get to the rooms, and a few soldiers break off to examine them. The rest of them continued forward. Robert and his comrade come up to the door, third to the left. He glanced back at his partner to see the fear and tension in his eyes. Robert gave him a quick nod before throwing the door open, and there he was. Osama bin Laden. There was a younger woman standing behind him. He was unarmed, but there was 2 guns within reach of him at the table. Robert brought his gun up and fired the shot before he could move. It landed just above his eyebrow, and his eyes glazed over before he exhaled and fell to the ground. Robert had barely a moment to process this before the woman lunged at him with a knife. His comrade fired, and a shot landed in her leg. They gave each other a solemn look before finding the others. The next few hours were a blur, the 18 minutes before pickup, the identification, and his burial. It wasn't until the flight back home before it truly hit him. He, Robert J. O'Neill, shot Osama bin Laden. The day was May 2, 2011, in Abbottabad, Pakistan. But the plan had been in effect long before that. The SEAL team started their training in January, when information about the compound was received. In April, a full-sized replica of the compound was incorporated into training. The mission is a go on the 26th of April. The team is deployed on May 1st, and the attack happened shortly after that. After Osama bin Laden was killed, he was given a proper Muslim burial, as proper as it could be. And it was 12 hours after his death. There are several sources that suggest that bin Laden, at this point in time, didn't really have as active of a role in the terrorist plans as the government suggested. The reason for this could be that the U.S. needed a motive for why they killed him. If he wasn't doing anything, then they killed him for nothing. However, another point to note is what bin Laden's death meant symbolically. This man was responsible for one of the most terrible acts on U.S. soil that they had ever seen. Killing Osama bin Laden meant that justice, if only a small amount, was served for all those people who had died. If the government hadn't killed him, if they had let him go free or even put him in jail, there would always be this loose thread when it comes to the 9/11 attacks. By killing him, it finally allows Americans to properly grieve and move on from this loss, and not to hold on to the anger.